with the one over by the Midway Square Plaza, the other one as well. Do they have big cheese? Do they have cheesecakes over on the other side? That's usually what I see in their case.
I hope so.
The view that I have right now is just at the front door. By the way, now that we arranged our seating situation here, we basically have the entire place covered.
How so?
Well, if we were casing the place, I have the entire view of this, the entranceway, as well as the folks making the coffee and all that stuff that's here. And you pretty much have a view of the dining room as well.
Okay.
So nobody can get by us. We can't look at each other and go, did our guest show up? Where's Terry Zevnik, our engineer? He needs to come here. So we got everything planned. But sitting next to me is Carrie Reardon, director of Elyria Parks and Recreation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I like Elyria Parks and Recreation because they always remind me that of the few I will get in February, I'll get sometimes a news release that said they're looking for lifeguards for like the pools. I'm thinking, you know, you think February, thinking, who's thinking about the pools? But you guys are. Or I get something like at this time of the year, ice skating or getting, you know, skate lessons or something to that effect. So you're always planning ahead, and that's kind of, you have to sort of get in preparation for the upcoming season, and you've got your winter and or your fall and winter programs guide out right now, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're just getting started with those programs, and the rink will be opening before we know it.
Ah, it's amazing for that. So what are some of the things you got planned as maybe some of the recreation maybe moves indoors as the weather changes for us?
Well, we just actually started outdoor soccer. We have archery going on. Tennis will be starting. Basketball programs will be starting. And then, like I said, the rink, which brings learn to skate programs, open skate, you know, for the public. And we still have our senior program going on.
Archery. Let's talk about archery. You don't often hear that with a park and rec program. At least, I don't think so. Tell us about that. Where is it? Who takes part?
Well, it's held at South Recreation Center. And who takes part? It's whoever signs up for the program. So it is geared towards kids, but we can take, you know, people of all ages. And it's a beginner class. So if you know nothing about archery, you can come, and by the end, you'll be able to shoot.
Do you provide the gear?
Yes. You just have to show up. You don't have to bring any equipment or anything like that.
Okay.
They give you the equipment, and they point you in the right direction, and they all stand on the other side of the line.
Well, I hope there's a little more safety involved.
Well, I'm sure, like with any sport, and this one in particular, just because of the nature of it, there is probably that sort of explaining, you know, the proper procedure, the safety techniques to do it properly, and then sort of the skill that's involved with it. And there's nothing like hitting the target the first time.
Absolutely. Safety, obviously, is the number one concern for all the participants. But, yes, we'll take you step by step through everything from where to stand, how to hold the bow, all that, all those things. And, like I said, you'll be ready to shoot and, yes, hopefully hit the target.
Well, you know, because a lot of times it looks easy, and then you let the arrow go, as they say, and nowhere near the target. And it's sort of an interesting, you know, accomplishment. It's a sport, I guess, like anything, sort of to develop a you know, discipline or a technique or allow somebody to have some sort of other recreation that they can, you know, continue on further and to do some other thing. What other interesting things do you have out going on?
Actually, our open rec program just started, which is after school program, free after school program for kids. And that's held at East Recreation Center. And that goes along with the Elyria City School schedule. So whenever they're in session, we have the program at East Rec.
And what happens there?
Kids come. K through 5 is Tuesdays and Thursdays, and 6th through 8th graders are Mondays and Wednesdays. So they just come, and it's a place where they can recreate after school. So there's open gym type activities. There's also organized recreational activities that go on. And that starts at 2:45 and ends at 5 o'clock.
Now, are you participating in any of these type of activities or lead any of those, or what's your involvement in sort of just organizing the schedule and make sure people are there when they're supposed to be for those programs?
Yes, absolutely. We have recreation supervisors that plan all of these activities, and then they also have staff that oversee them on a daily basis.
Now, of course, we talk about the recreation part. There's the parks part aspect of it, too, right? There's a lot of things. I know we have our studios off of Ely Square, and we have one window in our office that occasionally on Thursday will be open, and we'll be listening in those times during the summertime. We'll get to hear some of the concerts that are going on there as well. But you have other things that take place in the parks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have many parks, and actually our splash pads are still open probably for another week or so based on the weather. It's supposed to get back up into the 80s, so we still have those. But, you know, if you go to any of our parks throughout the week, you'll see people playing basketball, tennis. We have a youth football organization that uses South Park. So just they're very busy and they're used all the time.
Is there a time when you're in need for volunteers or seasonal workers? And how do you attract those people?
Yeah, in fact, we just ended kind of our seasonal workforce for the summer. We have a lot of mowing that goes on during the summer. Honestly, we'll put ads in the paper, in the Chronicle. A lot of it also is word of mouth. Who's looking for summer help? Volunteers, if anybody ever wants to volunteer, we are more than happy to take volunteers. They can stop into our office at City Hall. Depending on their talents, we'll find something for them to do. But yeah, we are going into our winter seasonal help now, which would be the ice rink. We're just finishing up interviews, so we are still looking for people. So if anybody's interested in working at the ice rink this season, we start around October, end about mid-March. So that's kind of the time frame for those positions. Summer is mainly when we use most of the seasonal help.
How have you enjoyed your time so far as the new director for the Elyria Parks?
I love it. It's very busy. We're very fortunate to have the Issue 6 money, so we're able to do a lot of improvements at a lot of the different facilities. So that's keeping us very busy. But it's been great. Anytime you get to provide these services to the public is also, you know, always a good thing.
People want to get a complete look at the schedule. Where's the place to, I guess, from the City of Elyria site, right?
Yeah, City of Elyria website, cityofelyria.org/department/parks. You can get right to our page. We also try to post information on our Facebook page, Elyria Parks and Recreation. And then we do have the brochures at all of our rec centers and also at City Hall.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a little bit what's happening with the Elyria Parks and Recreation Department as we continue our spotlight on Elyria. We have lots more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with the University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center's Christy Sink, and then also Tiffany Barker and Commissioner Matt Lundy will join us. Tiffany from Lorain County Solid Waste, and the commissioner is kind of overseeing that. They got a big tire recycling, the farm tire recycling is going on, and other things we'll find out about the recycle center. And then, of course, we'll be joined by Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram later in the 8 o'clock hour as we look at yesterday's Browns tie with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's all ahead here on AM 930 WEOL. But first, let's check in with the Daily Day